to intervene in the serious grudge. The problem started when a loser named Steve got a call. It was his last room free. Steve ran a house, Bill refused, but his lady split with the loot. He was not ready to rock and not ready to jam. But when the phone rang, it was Ed McMahon. You see me on TV and you know who I am. I'm called to lay 10 million in your hands. Hit it. You're rich, said Ed, you're super rich, and you can do what you want without a hitch. Steve met Suzanne, who was a virgin. They took a jet to Paris to a plastic surgeon. Said the surgeon, I can make you a worldwide attraction. You can get yourself done like Michael Jackson or Elizabeth Taylor or stuff like Trigger or whatever else you want to do with your figure. Said Steve, I want the best film and TV. I want to be the most stud. I want to be me. And the same for Suzanne, do you understand? She must be the most fly ever known to man. The digital sampler, the sound of the best. They created composites that outdid the breath. A model for Steve and one for Suzanne. Superior beings, true metahumans. And for 2 long weeks they were under the knife. The surgeon wrote days and into the night. Suzanne's breasts were enlarged, her stomach was flat. New DNA, skin smooth as satin. Steve's muscle made Schwarzenegger look like a wimp. And on Steve's manhood, the doc did not skimp. Injected, implanted, the results did astound. It turned out so large, and then they dragged on the ground. For the career, they took on new names. He became Driller and she became Killer. In the first 2 weeks, they sold more than Thriller. But what problem remained since they'd been with the surgeon? Suzanne, you see, was still a virgin. The cause of the problem was in Steve's thing. It was so awesome in size, he could not get it in. They were true to each other, though it may sound corny. From pumped with hormones, he was dangerously horny. Went out on the stage and the fly girls were screaming. It was all Steve could do to keep from creaming. She delivered a treat. She ripped off her shirt, began dancing around. Security had to wrestle her to the ground. It's already too late. Steve had busted his trousers. The cops arrived with some Doberman Bowsers. Crowds screamed at Steve. They never seemed to decide. The whole place erupted in a terrible fight. When it just cleared, things were real tense. Steve's brain was now clouded. He was acting real dense. With all his money, he owns a nuclear weapon. He now stood poised with his hand on a button. The politicians all were in an uproar. Most were afraid Steve would start the next war. Without some good thinking, the world would be doomed. The surgeon raised Socrates and Plato from the tomb. With Eva the Boer and Judge Wapner too, they all flew to Hamburg to see what they could do. With steroids and hormones and tranquilizer guns, they pulled out the stops and ended Steve's run. Suzanne was upset.